Good morning, beloved, and again, thank you for joining me on this beautiful Wednesday morning for this edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in Psalm 17, and today's reading is a prayer for God's help. The psalm writer was probably falsely accused or faced unwarranted threats, and the prayer is a plea for justice. And God's saving word for us now this week is justice and peace. So let's begin reading Psalm 17 at verse 1. Listen, O Lord, to my plea for justice. Pay attention to my cry for help. Listen to my honest prayer. You will judge in my favor because you know what is right. You know my heart. You have come to me at night. You have examined me completely and found no evil desire in me. I speak no evil as others do. I have obeyed your command and have not followed paths of violence. I have always walked in your way and never strayed from it. I pray to you, O God, because you answer me. So turn to me and listen to my words. Reveal your wonderful love and save me. At your side, I am safe from my enemies. Protect me as you would your very eyes. Hide me in the shadow of your wings from the attacks of the wicked. Deadly enemies surround me. They have no pity, and they speak proudly. They are around me now, wherever I turn, watching for a chance to pull me down. They are like lions waiting for me, wanting to tear me to pieces. Come, Lord, oppose my enemies and defeat them. Save me from the wicked by your sword. Save me from those who in this life have all they want. Punish them with the sufferings you have stored up for them. May there be enough for their children and some left over for their children's children. But I will see you, because I have done no wrong. And when I awake, your presence will fill me with joy. And today's key verse is Psalm 17, verse 6, where the psalmist says, I pray to you, O God, because you answer me. So turn to me and listen to my words. And it's interesting. You know, there are certain things that make us angry. And one of the things, there's just three things, but the one that makes us angry the most is injustice. When we or others are being treated unjustly. And that's what's going on here. The psalmist here, I don't know if it's David or someone who followed David, but they, you know, they're just crying out to God. God, I haven't done anything, and these people are like vultures just waiting to tear me to shreds, Lord. I'm waiting on you. And it's something for us to understand. Yes, we can get frustrated with the things of this world, and if we let it, that frustration can lead to anger, and God warns us about being angry. But if we instead take our frustrations to God and then put our trust in Him that He's going to answer, He's going to take care of this frustration, whatever it is that we're dealing with, He's going to do it the very best way, because that's all that Father God knows how to do, is how to do things the best way. And He will come through for us, and we will be vindicated. Let's pray. Holy God, you know my heart, and when I pray to you, I trust that you listen to my words. I thank and praise you for revealing your wonderful love for me and your steadfast care. Amen. Well, that brings our Wednesday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow morning as we'll be reading Psalm 26. A plea for God's declaration of innocence. Until tomorrow morning, then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.